one evening, while we were at table, and I was in this state of not being able to open my mouth, my family began to get upset. I was so affected that I started to cry. And in order not to be seen, I got up, and I went somewhere else, continuing to cry. And I prayed Jesus Christ and the Most Holy Virgin to give me help and strength in order to bear this trial. But as I was doing this, I felt I was beginning to lose consciousness. Oh God, what pain! The mere thought that my family was going to see me, for until then, they had not noticed it. At that moment I said, "Lord, do not permit that they see me." I was so ashamed to be seen that I myself cannot explain why. And I tried as much as I could to hide in places where I could not be seen. When then I was caught by surprise, in such a way that I would not have the time to hide or at least to kneel, for whatever position I was in, I would remain in it, and they could say I was there praying, then I would be found out. As I lost consciousness, our Lord made himself seen in the midst of many enemies, who were giving him all sorts of insults. Especially, they grabbed him and trampled him underfoot. They blasphemed him. They pulled his hair. It seemed to me that my good Jesus wanted to escape from under those fetid souls. And he kept looking, who knows, he might find a friendly hand who would free him. But he found no one. Well, seeing this, I did nothing but cry over the pains of my Lord. I wanted to go into the midst of those enemies, who knows, maybe I could free him, but I did not dare to. I said to him, "Lord, let me share in your pains, oh please, if only I could relieve you and free you." As I was saying this, those enemies, as if they had understood, came against me, but so enraged, and they began to beat me, to pull my hair, to trample me. I had so much fear. I suffered, yes, but within me I was content, because I could see that the Lord was given a little bit of respite. Afterwards, those enemies disappeared, and I remained alone with my Jesus. I tried to compassionate him, but I did not dare to say anything. And he, breaking the silence, said to me, "All that you have seen is nothing compared to the offenses that they give me continuously. Their blindness, the engulfing of earthly things, is so great that they reach the point of becoming not only my cruel enemies, but also enemies of themselves. And since their eyes are fixed on the mud, they reach the point of despising the eternal. Who will put amend to so much ingratitude? Who will have compassion for so many people who cost me blood, and who live almost buried in the stench of earthly things? Oh, please, come with me and pray and cry together with me for so many blind who are all eyes for all that gives of earth, and then despise and trample my graces under their filthy feet as if they were mud. Oh, please, lift yourself above all that is earth. Abhor and despise all that does not belong to me. Do not be affected anymore by the insults you receive from your family, after you have seen me suffer so much. But take to heart only my honor, the offenses that they give me continuously, the loss of so many souls. Oh, please, Do not leave me alone in the midst of so many pains that torture my heart. All that you are suffering now is little compared to the pains that you will suffer. Have I not always told you that what I want from you is the imitation of my life? Take a look at how dissimilar you are from me. Therefore, pluck up courage and do not fear.